This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I stood here and I said that inshallah we will be going through some of the important adab of our deen. And the intention of covering all this adab is so that first of all, it serves as a reminder for all of us. But more importantly, we teach our children these adab. And wallahi, if you mingle with others, and you talk to others, and you are around others, wallahi, I'll say one thing, and I'll explain this some other time, but you will agree when I say this. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. All thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us Islam. Wallahi, when you see other civilizations, when you see other religions, when you see other cultures, wallahi, Islam is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam has taught us how to do everything. Islam has taught us akhlaq. Islam has taught us adab. And if we apply these adab, it makes us the best. But if we don't apply this adab, then we're no different than anyone else. So that is why today, inshallah, I want to keep this short, inshallah. Today we're talking about one thing that you and I, we have heard this before, but once again, it's a reminder for all of us that what are the adab, especially when it comes to making salam to each other. And how do we need to teach our children about the importance of making salam to each other? First of all is that we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when Allah created Adam alayhi salam, He said that go and make salam to the angels, and whatever response they give you, that will be the salam and the tahiyya and the greeting for your ummah to come and your progeny. When Adam alayhi salam went to the malaika and he said, "Assalamu alaykum," the malaika responded by saying what? "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." And this hence is the salam for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he emphasized on, because the one thing that the Prophet alaihi wasallam he really emphasized on was community. But in order to bring that community together, because at that time there was a lot of racism that did exist, it was very unknown and very abnormal for a man to come from the Quraysh, and he comes from an Arab descent, but you have Arabs and non-Arabs around him. But that is exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He brought people from all different walks of life, all different ethnicities, and they were around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he knows that this is what Islam is. But in order for us to have that community, to have that understanding of unity in the community, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he first came to Medina, what's the first thing he said? He says, "Afshu salam," spread the salam. This is what he's telling us, spread the salam. Literally speaking, that means say assalamu alaikum to each other. Of course, metaphorically, it can have some other meanings. At the same time, we also find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says in a hadith, that أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not inform you of that one thing, that if you were to do this, it will grow mutual love amongst yourselves? He then says, أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst each other. So that is why it is very important as a community. First of all, we make salam to each other. But we often find this same thing, we often find this problem, which is that this is a person who has been coming to the masjid. I don't know him. He does not know me. So what happens is that large amounts of time would go by and people don't make salam to each other. In fact, many times I've seen this happening too, where I'm standing with 3-4 people and one person will come and make salam to me, but then he will not make salam to those 2-3 other people around them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in a hadith, he says, وَيَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. That makes salam to those who you know and those who you don't know. This is how you break the ice. When you don't know someone and you say assalamu alaykum, and they of course are going to respond assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is one of the haqq of a Muslim upon another Muslim. That when they say assalamu alaykum to you, you must respond to them. But there's no better icebreaker than saying assalamu alaikum to each other. So when you don't know someone and you've seen someone for a very long time, Just go and say assalamu alaikum, and they respond, just say my name is such and such, your name is such and such. At least you get to know that person's name. And even if you don't know a person's name, Ness, I understand that sometimes it could be embarrassing. You meet someone for such a long time, you don't know their name, okay? But you go to them, say assalamu alaikum, I apologize, but I don't know your name. Can I get your name, please? Can I get your beautiful name? And they'll give you their name. Even if, by the way, if someone does come to you and say that, what is your name? You know, the very first thing is, you don't know who I am, okay? You don't know who I am? I've been seeing you for 10 years. You don't know who I am? Brothers and sisters, don't get offended, okay? If a person does not know your name, okay, then just simply mention your name. At least they have come to you. They want to know you. They want to get to know you. They want to know your name. That's a good thing. At least that's a fresh start. You could have gone to them and asked them, but at least they came to you and they're trying to find out your name. So that is why, don't get offended. But if you don't know someone's name, go to them and try to find out their name. Now, some of the other things that we have to teach, especially when it comes to our children, is, and this is from the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, is that whenever he would go anywhere, he would make salam out loud. So it is very important. You know, one is, you come inside the masjid, someone sees you from far, you know, they do like a gesture, like, you know, like this, okay? And you from far say, you know, like this, okay? So that's fine, okay? That's like a far distance salam, no problem with that. But you know, a lot of times what happens is that someone will walk by and they'll say, assalamu alaikum. And you say, assalamu alaikum. Okay, so quietly that the next person cannot hear. Let's teach our children, okay? That if someone makes salam to you, you respond to the salam. You know, subhanAllah, this is no joke when I say this. There are times I've seen people making salam, not inside the masjid, outside the masjid. When you go outside and you make salam to someone, it is still, whether you're at the masjid or you're outside the masjid, you should be making the salam. But you know how many times I've seen people, they go outside, they see someone in the supermarket, assalamu alaikum, and wallahi, I stand here by saying, they just walk by and there's no salam. No response. Like as if salam only exists inside the masjid. Okay? No. When you see anyone, you make salam, of course they have to respond. But if they're making salam to you out loud, you respond by saying assalamu alaikum out loud. Why? Because if you don't say assalamu alaikum out loud, they're going to have this impression that I made salam. I took the initiative to make salam. They did not respond to the salam. All of a sudden, shaitan is there to do what? To inject negative ideas into the heart. See, he doesn't like you. He's always done like this with you and so forth. So that is why, at that time, even when shaitan does put those negative ideas into your heart, just remove those ideas. Later on, say assalamu alaikum. Now, if they still don't respond, then you can ask them. Because, by the way, there was a situation like this before in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a sahabi came. There was a long story, but it's about this dua, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, where a sahabi came and he saw another sahabi and he made salam to him 2-3 times, but he was so mentally engrossed with something else, that he was so mentally, like, you know, busy with something, that he did not pay attention. So sometimes it may happen. It can happen where human beings, we're just mentally obsessed with something, we're thinking about something, someone comes, makes salam to us 2-3 times, that's a different case. But you see someone, they look at you, you say assalamu alaikum, they don't respond, there's nothing wrong in going and finding out to them. Also, we find from the adab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there's a group like a jama'ah like here, if someone walks into the masjid, whose responsibility is it to make salam? The person who has just walked in, okay? And if they make salam, if even one person from the entire jama'ah responds to their salam, yakfi, it's sufficient, okay? It is sufficient on behalf of everyone else. If so, just one person makes salam. Also, we learned that when it comes to making salam to the elder, now we learned that generally speaking, the Prophet ﷺ would always teach the younger children to go and make salam first. They should go, and we should teach our children, go and make salam. But at the same time, many times, our children are very shy. They don't know a certain uncle, and especially if they've seen that uncle yelling or getting mad, then, you know, they were like, this is the angry uncle, okay? this uncle, just stay away from this man, okay? So what happens is that sometimes they don't want to come close, or they don't want to come and make the salam, they don't want to initiate the salam. We learn also from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he would go many times, like Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentions, because Anas ibn Malik was a child in the khidmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he does mention that many times Rasulullah sallallahu would go to the children and he would make salam to them first. So there's nothing wrong in going and making salam to the children. And especially, like, you know, there are some people in our community, wallahi, these are some seniors. We have one particular senior I know in my mind right now. So this is Uncle Sumru. He comes here often. He doesn't come often right now because of his health concerns. But every time, subhanAllah, he comes, he always has, his pockets are full with like lollipops and gum and so forth, okay? So literally, these children will run to him. When they see him, they're like, oh, this is the candy uncle, okay? So they come running to him and so forth. So once again, if children see that this uncle or this man, he has made an initiative, he has come to him and so forth, then they will find a way to come back. And if you keep that relationship with them, wallahi, they will come back over and over again. But this is how we teach our children how to make salam. Now, we also find in the books of adab, when you walk in, inside a house, for example, many people are sleeping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَةً طَيِّبًا. When you enter into a house, you make salam. But at the same time, we also learn from the seerah of the Prophet that if you walked inside the house and people were sleeping, okay, you don't go, wake salam, okay? No, okay? You don't come out, you don't come inside the house and say assalamu alaikum out loud. Of course, you can come inside the house, say assalamu alaikum, but do not say out loud if there are people who are sleeping. What if you see someone who is praying? Don't make salam to them, of course, okay? When you see someone reading Quran, if they look at you and they make eye contact, someone's reading Quran, you can say like this from far, or if they're reading right next to you, you can say assalamu alaikum to them. They can make assalam, they can respond to you also. I do want to say this, especially, this happens often. Usually if I'm not giving the khutbah, I'm standing in the back, okay, people are always coming back, assalamu alaikum, while the khutbah is going on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that even if you say unslit, like you see someone talking and you tell them to stay quiet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says faqad laghawt, like you have done something that is wrong. You understand? Now many ulama have said that in light of this hadith, even saying assalamu alaikum to anyone is not right. Okay, now you can once again do a gesture like this and they can do like this to you and you move on. But to sit there and say assalamu alaikum, many ulama are against it. While some ulama have said it's not a conversation, it's just responding to someone's salam. But at the same time, many ulama have said that even during the khutbah, try to stay away from it. Also, we learned that responding to salam when someone, I said this, that if you are not getting along with someone, there's someone in the community that you and their personalities do not align with each other, or there's been some issue in the past and so forth, and they make salam to you first. First of all is, when two people are not talking, the person who takes that step first to make sulh amongst each other, they have a great reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way, as I said earlier, to break the ice between two people is making salam. Now if someone comes to you and you don't like them, okay, for whatever reason it is, and they make salam to you, you cannot stay quiet. You are required by our deen to respond to them, okay? So this is something very important that we have to teach our children, because, you know, children are such that today they like one person, tomorrow they hate that person. Tomorrow they like the same person. Their emotions are up and down. So sometimes they want to make salam to someone, they don't want to make salam to someone. We always teach our children to always make salam to everyone, whether they like them or not, whether they know them or not. Also, we learned that standing up. Now, there's a long discussion in our books of adab that what is the correct understanding of standing up for others. While there are some ahadith about standing up for others is not permissible, there are some ahadith about, like, for example, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with some of the Ansar, and the Prophet ﷺ saw their leader, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, coming, and so he said that stand up for your leader and make salam to him. So in our deen, just to make it simple, because there's a lot of ikhtilaf, a lot of discussion on this matter, if there is someone who is a very highly revered figure, and they walk inside. The ulama, they say that if you're standing, if you're sitting somewhere and so forth, just because they have walked in, there's no need to stand up, okay? There's no need to stand up. If someone comes to you, someone walks in, they're coming to you, and they're wanting to make salam, there's nothing wrong if you stand up and you make salam to them. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. If they come by and you or you go to someone, you're standing, and you go to someone and they stand up, out of respect, there's nothing wrong with that. However, the ulama, they say that no person such should be that they just walk in and everyone around should just stand up. A person could be sitting in the corner, they just stand up. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that don't do something like that. At the same time, when we talk about reverence, when we talk about reverence and showing reverence to someone, the Prophet ﷺ also mentions in a hadith, because Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he mentions that when he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he says that I went to Asham, and in Asham, people, this is how they show reverence to each other, to some of their leaders and so forth. They would sometimes bow down, okay? They would sometimes bow down and make salam or greet their leaders and so forth, to which Rasulullah ﷺ said that, no, I will not allow anyone to bow down. Now, when you talk about bowing down, try to help you understand, you've seen many times in the Hindu culture, okay, in the Hindu religion, you see many people when they go and they meet someone who has a high, you know, who has a great deal of respect, they just don't bow down. They'll go all the way where? To the feet, okay? They'll go all the way down and touch the feet, and I don't know what they do, but the point is they go all the way down to the feet and they will do something, okay? But the point is, you can do something like that. You understand? It doesn't matter who it is. But bowing down to that extent, because by the way, in that culture, when they do that kind of stuff, they put that human being on such a high pedestal, okay? Such a high pedestal, and they do that usually with the politicians and so forth. But it's almost, they revere these people almost like gods, okay? So in our deen, to bow down in front of someone to that extent is absolutely not permissible under any circumstances. Even the ulama, they say that even if you're making salam to someone and you're bowing down because you feel like that they have their, you know, if they are even a sheikh or anyone else, just sitting there making salam, that's enough. You don't have to bow down in front of someone because that is not allowed in front of anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are just few things regarding salam, inshallah, I want to share with you. The most important thing is, teach your kids the importance of salam, okay? Teach your kids the importance of salam. Come to the masjid, make salam to everyone. Make salam to the uncles. Make salam to their friends and so forth. Because when they have this nature from a tender age, they will grow up to have more respect for others. There are a lot of children here who come to the masjid. And not just here. When I say here, I mean I've seen other places also. You make salam to them, they don't know how to make salam back, okay? You make salam to them, because one thing, I will say this also when it comes to salam, and I'm also guilty of this too, but we have to work on this, which is that when someone says assalamu alaikum to you, you need to give them your full attention. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever someone would make salam to him, it was not like he was standing this way and he's just making salam and he's not even looking at them. It is mentioned in the Shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he would make salam to someone, he would turn his entire body in the direction of that person who's making salam, and then he would make salam. So a lot of times you see that you're trying to talk to a child and you're saying assalamu alaikum, and what do? They say, yeah, assalamu alaikum, and they're just running off. You understand? No, stop for a moment, say assalamu alaikum, and then move on. These are some of the things, the adab, that we gotta teach our children, inshallah, and we as adults, we have to keep that in mind, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the adab and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.